الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون يا أيها الذين كفروا لا تعتذروا اليوم إنما تجزون ما كنتم تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا عسى ربكم أن يكفر عنكم سيئاتكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كثر سواد قوم فهو منهم أو كما قال صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم Respected elders and beloved brother Islam, all praise is due to Allah Rabbul Izzat, who out of His infinite grace and mercy has blessed us with His wealth, with His great wealth of Iman. Undoubtedly, the greatest asset that a person can possess is indeed this wealth of Iman. Why? Because this Iman which we have in our hearts will inshallah one day be a distinguishing factor from a person either being entered into Jannat or being thrown headlong into the fire of Jahannam. Time and again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions what is the key to Jannat, what is the savior from the fire of Jahannam. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَهُمْ فِي رَوْضَةٍ يُحْبَرُونَ In many, many places in the Quran Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned regarding that person who brings Iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who believes in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and together with that, he does not stop there, but he follows it up with amal salihah, such deeds that earn the pleasure and the happiness and the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and together with that he refrains from those actions that earn the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he makes a mistake, then he repents and he turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at every moment of his life, he is conscious of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me, and that day is going to come when I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding that person that he will enjoy the bounties and the eternal bliss of the hereafter. Friends and elders, we are reaching the end of this year. Many people had goals, many people had targets, many people had objectives for this year. We know what kind of a year it was. We find that every objective, every goal, every target, every ambition is short-lived. Once a person reaches his goal or his target, then in this world it is such that he will set himself a new target and a new goal. And like that, life carries on. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ultimate objective and our ultimate target, which a person reaches, then there is no other goal and there is no other target for him to achieve. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازِ Indeed, the bounties and the eternal bliss of Jannat are such that that person who has saved himself from the fire of Jahannam and he has entered himself into Jannat because of his actions and because of his deeds. فَقَدَ فَاز, Quran says that he has achieved the ultimate pinnacle of success. There is no other success for him to achieve. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us from amongst those who has achieved this ultimate pinnacle of success and protect us and save us from the fire of Jahannam. Friends and elders, we have reached the time of the year wherein unfortunately the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases. It is that time which we regard as the silly season where the forces of batil from all directions are calling a person. It is that time of the year when our youngsters, our youth, they are free. And as we know, an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The forces of batil are calling from all directions. Now, we find in the Quran Majid, time and again we are warned regarding becoming part and parcel of the forces of batil, becoming part and parcel of where evil and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking place. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that that person who witnesses wrong taking place, he witnesses it, but he is not part of it. He is like a person, kana kaman ghaba anha, who was not part of it. On the other hand, a person who was not part of the wrong that took place, who was not part of the evil that took place, there was widespread disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking place. Every order of Allah was being broken. There was widespread shamelessness, immodesty taking place. This person was not part of it, but he was pleased with it, and he was happy with it, and he did not do anything to stop it, and he did not encourage anyone to refrain from it. Nabi Akram also mentions that he is like that person who is part of the wrong that is taking place. May Allah protect us all. Friends and elders, regarding our youth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Majid, in Surah Kahf, regarding some youngsters at the time of this tyrant ruler, Diqyanus, he used to have fairs, he used to have entertainment, and in these fairs and this entertainment, it was a time of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he used to instruct the people to attend these gatherings and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were a group of youngsters in that time who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired upon them to refrain from the evil that was taking place. And these youngsters, in their heart, they realize that this is the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we cannot take part in it. So they left this gathering, and according to different narrations, one narration mentions that they left separately and each one of them gathered on the outskirts and they rested under a tree. Each one of them did not mention to the other the reason why they had left. And they remained there. And after a while, one of them took the courage that he mentioned that let us all mention the reason that we have left this town and we have come and sat down here. So one by one they began mentioning the reason that we believe in one Allah and we have turned away from the evil and we have turned away from the wrong things that is taking place here. And so after a while, they decided that we will continue practicing in our ibadat, in our belief of one Allah, but we will not make our belief apparent. However, it became such that after a while, their belief became apparent, and the king became very, very upset with them. So he summoned them to his court, and he inquired from them of what they are doing. So when they disclosed to him their beliefs, so he became very, very angry with them. And he gave them a time frame that I'm giving out the certain amount of time to reflect and ponder upon what you are doing and to turn away from what you are doing and come back to idol worship. For if you do not do it, then a very, very painful and a bitter punishment awaits you. So these youngsters seized upon this opportunity of this king giving them this time frame, and every one of them left the town and they settled down in this cave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the entire incident in Surah Kahf. وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِيَةٍ سِنِينَ وَازْدَادُوا تِسْعًا. They went and they remained in this cave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that they turned away from evil, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was upon them. This was a group that had their attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they did not wish to be part of evil and wrongdoing that was taking place. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them in this cave for a period of 300 years. It was a miracle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that in the morning they used to turn to one side, in the evening they used to turn to the other side, and when they were sleeping, if a person came, وَتَحْسَبُهُمْ أَيْقَاظًا وَهُمْ رُقُودٌ وَنُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ لَوِ اطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَوَلَّيْتَ مِنْهُمْ فِرَارًا وَلَمُلِئْتَ مِنْهُمْ رُعْبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that if a person came to them and saw them, then he will become afraid and he will run away from them. And like that they stayed for a period of 300 years. After this long period wherein they stayed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused them to wake up. Now, tiredness and hunger, after sleeping for a long period of time, hunger overtook them. So they began conversing amongst them and began mentioning that we slept for a very, very long time. So one of them mentioned that, no, we have slept for an entire day. The other person corrects him and says, no, we slept for a portion of a day. But they began discussing, not knowing how long they had slept. Then they realize that we are very, very hungry and we need to go eat. So the first instruction that they gave them, that فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَيُّهَا أَزْكَى طُعَامًا. They instructed one of them that go and purchase some food undercover, see what you can bring. But the main objective must be that make sure you come with pure and halal food. This was their worry and their concern. Another lesson we learned from this incident, that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will every moment of their life be conscious of what goes into their stomachs also. That this automatically has an effect on a person's amal. That when a person does not care and does not bother of what food he eats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا. That eat from that which is pure, eat from that which is halal, and thereafter do good deeds. Ulama mentioned that the reverse, the opposite effect of it, that if a person consumes haram and does not care of what he eats, it will automatically have an effect upon his amal also. It will prevent him from doing good deeds. May Allah Ta'ala protect us. So these youngsters go to the town and they go to the first shop. They try to buy something. This person is very, very surprised. The shopkeeper is very surprised that where this money has come from. He does not recognize it. So he begins mentioning his incident, that I was in the time of this king Dikyanus, and we had left the town. He was oppressive towards us. So this shopkeeper thinks that this person, there's something wrong with him. He calls the other shopkeepers, and they also look at this person, and they're also not sure of what is going on. So eventually they decide that let us take him to the authorities, let us take him to the king of the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it such that through the barakat of them leaving and going away from the wrong, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it such that the entire town thereafter got hidayat. Many, many years later, this entire town got hidayat. And they all had become Muslims. But however, they had one problem, they had one concern, they had like one question, that what will happen to a person after he passes away. Some had this opinion that after a person passes away, only his soul will be resurrected. Some of them had the correct belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect entire humanity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that when this youngster was presented in the court of the king immediately realized what was going on, and he had known of the incident, and thereafter he had known that he had said that this was the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala proving to the people that after a person passes away, the entire humanity will be resurrected, the entire body will be resurrected, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had used these youngsters to come and proclaim it to the people. Thereafter the king blessed this person and he honored this person, and this person requested permission that let me go back to the cave. The remainder of them came, and after a while they requested to go back to the cave, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a short while later, had made them pass away. One more lesson you learn from this incident is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the dog of these people also. وَكَلْبُهُمْ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ. Now, normally in Islam, we are not permitted to keep dogs unless in extreme circumstances or certain conditions we are allowed to keep a dog. We know that if a dog has to come and its saliva has to touch our clothing, we are not even permitted to perform salah with that clothing. Our clothing becomes napak. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has elevated the rank of this dog that it even made mention in the Quran Majid. Now why is that? It is because this dog chose the company of those who had turned their attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It became part of the company of those whose gaze on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That by them doing this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had elevated the rank of this dog also, and it was mentioned with the pious people. Friends and elders, this is a lesson for us to learn also, that if we turn away from the company of the evil, and we sit in the company of those pious, those Ahlullah, those whose rank, whose maqam and status is high in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah, even though we are not rightful to be part of them, and our actions are not justified to be part of them, but we have hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will make us from amongst those also. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that a person will be on the day of Qiyamah with those whom he loves. If we love the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we love those who are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we make dua and we have this hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us from amongst them also. Friends and elders, on the one hand, we have this incident of those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved because of their turning their gaze, these youth, because of them turning their gaze to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with that, there are also incidents mentioned in the Quran and Majid wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed people on account of their immorality, on account of their gunas and sins, and on account of their turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst the many, many incidents that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of the nations of the past, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention time and again of the guna and sin of the nation of Lut alayhi salam, and their subsequent being destroyed because of them turning against the commands and the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and turning against the commands that the Nabi of their time had given them. Lut alayhi salam continuously gave his nation da'wat and ordered them, instructed them, they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and refrain from the immorality that is prevalent in our society. Refrain from the immorality that you are busy with, or else you will face the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they refused. And the more Lut alayhi salam called them and begged them and pleaded with them that refrain from your wrongdoings, the more they continued in their actions. Eventually a time came when Lut alayhi salam began pleading with them, and they threatened Lut alayhi salam that if you do not stop in your calling towards us, then we will also harm you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of what occurred thereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a group of malaika in the form of handsome men, and these malaika came to Lut alayhi salam. Initially Lut alayhi salam was unaware of who they were. They came to visit Lut alayhi salam, and whilst they were conversing with Lut alayhi salam, the wife of Lut alayhi salam, who has yet accepted Islam, she passed the message out that there are these handsome young men, and the nation of that time, they were very immoral. They wished to do haram deeds with these men. وَجَاءَهُ قَوْمُهُ يُرَعُونَ إِلَيْهِ وَمِنْ قَبْلُ كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِي هُنَّ أَطْهَرُ لَكُمْ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُخْزُونِي فِي ضَيْفِي أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلٌ رَشِيدٌ. Quran mentions that this despicable nation of Lut alayhi salam, they came running to Lut alayhi salam, and they intended to enter the house of Lut alayhi salam and satisfy themselves in the wrong. Lut alayhi salam pleads with them that هَؤُلَاءِ بَنَاتِي, here are my daughters. A Nabi is the father of the ummah. He was making reference to the woman of the ummah. And he's saying that go and fulfill your needs in a halal manner. Make nikah and marry what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created rightfully for you. But
They said, مَا لَنَا فِي بَنَاتِكَ مِنْ حَقٍ وَإِنَّكَ لَتَعْلَمُ مَا نُرِيدٍ. Then, oh, Lut, we do not have any desire for woman, and you know well the wrong and the evil that we desire. Lut alayhi salam pleases with them, وَلَا تُخْزُونِي فِي ضَيْفِي. Do not humiliate me. Do not disgrace me regarding these guests that have come. أَلَيْسَ مِنْكُمْ رَجُلٌ رَشِيدٌ. Is he not any noble man from amongst you? Thereafter, Quran mentions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention that these malaika, they address Lut alayhi salam, and they tell him that do not fear, do not worry, we are malaika, and we have come with this order and instruction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us to destroy this entire nation because of their wrongdoings. Because of their turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Lut alayhi salam inquires from them, then where is they, when are they going to be destroyed? They had earned the wrath and the anger of Lut alayhi salam to such an extent that he also now was inquiring that when are they going to be destroyed? Inna mu'idukum subh, alaysa subh biqareeb. That their appointed time to be destroyed is the morning. And thereafter the malaika tells Lut alayhi salam that alaysa subh biqareeb, is not the morning here. Meaning Lut alayhi salam was anxious that destroy them now. They have done so much of wrong and they've caused so much of harm to the Nabi. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many places of the Quran mentions how they were destroyed. First the scream seized them. Thereafter Jibreel Amin, such a great malaika, such a great angel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has 600 wings. When Allah ta'ala had given him the order to destroy this nation of Lut alayhi salam, he used the tip of one of his wings and he lifted up this entire nation of Lut alayhi salam so high that the barking of the dogs could be heard in the first heaven, the sounds of the animals and the screaming could be heard in the first heaven. He lifted up this entire nation, he turned them around and crushed them and threw them upon the ground. And this was not enough. وَأَمْتَرْنَا عَلِيمْ حِجَارَةً مِنْ سِجِّينَ. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala mentions that we began raining upon them stones and boulders to destroy and annihilate this entire nation. Such wrath, such anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this nation had earned. Friends and elders, what was their wrong? What was their crime? Their crime was immorality. Their crime was disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had lost all forms of modesty. They had lost all forms of haya. Friends and elders, it is very, very sad and it is very, very difficult that we are facing such times, such uncertain times, that the same sin, the same wrong, the same evil of this nation of Sodom, their crime of sodomy has now become prevalent, and not only that, it has become wrong to even speak about it. We are facing such uncertain times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our youth, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our progenies from this evil, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us, make it easy for humanity at large to realize the crime and the evil that is contained in this evil action. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. But this was the rot and the anger that they heard, that no nation before was destroyed in such a severe and evil manner as was this nation of Lut alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed this entire nation. Nabi Akrim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith that إِذَا لَمْ تَسْتَحْيِ فَاسْنَعْ مَا شِئْتَ. When a person has no haya, when a person has no morality, when a person has no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is not conscious of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is witnessing every act of his, then he will live and he will behave in any way he wants. This nation of Lut alayhi salam, they reached such a level even worse of that of animals also. May Allah protect us. Friends and elders, we are coming to that time and those occasions. We know what happened in the past. مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ إِلَّا وَالْأَرْضُ تَسْتَأْذِنُ رَبَّهُ مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ إِلَّا وَالْبَحْرُ تَسْتَأْذِنُ رَبَّهُ. There is no day that passes except that the ground calls out that, oh Allah, let me sink up this entire humanity. The ocean calls out, oh Allah, give me permission so that the waves of the ocean may rise and destroy humanity, may drown humanity. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is Ghafoorul Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all merciful, says, in atani laylan qabiltuhu wa in atani naharan qabiltuhu, that this is my insan, this is my creation. If they come back and they turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the day, I will accept their tawbah and their repentance. If they turn back to me in the night also, I will accept their tawbah and repentance. We know what happened in the past during these times. tsunamis took place, earthquake took place, when the immorality and the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became widespread, then the anger of and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also came about in a large scale. Luqman the wise mentions to his son, لِيَكُنُوا جَرَاءَتُكَ عَلَى الْمَعَاصِي بِقَدْرِ صَبْرِكَ عَلَى النَّارِ. We are seeing the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking place. We are seeing a time that is coming wherein to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is becoming difficult and against the norm. Luqman the wise tells his son that let your going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be such that بِقَدْرِ صَبْرِكَ عَلَى النَّارِ. How much do you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? To what extent should you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? To that extent that you can bear and you can tolerate the fire of Jahannam. If you can tolerate and bear the fire of Jahannam, then that is how much you can disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala protect us, may Allah ta'ala save us, may Allah ta'ala guide us, and may Allah ta'ala make us from among those who protect ourselves in this time and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this time. First the elders, one announcement. This is the time when our youth are free. And as I mentioned before, an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So, in order to create an environment of deen, in order to create something for our youth to do during these holidays, inshallah, there will be a special ijtima taking place in Masjid al-Hilal tomorrow from Asr to Isha, specifically for the youth, and how the youth can spend their time valuably and correctly during the holidays. We encourage the parents to ensure that one and all our youngsters from the age of 13, that they attend this program, inshallah, it will be beneficial for one and all. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.